up to Molyneux. Wolves pressing Steve Herman.
Just one change for Wolves. Jack Price comes into the midfield for Kevin McDonald. 4-3-3 again with Akimi in goal. Iorfa, Bart, Ebanks, Landell and Doherty in the back four. Price, Saville and Cody in midfield. Up front, Van La Parra, Sigurdarson and James Henry. Now to Gresty Road. It's Crewe versus Walsall and Tom Marlowe.
And seeking a fifth away.
Steve Herman at the Molyneux.
It's Preston taking the lead here. Paul Gallagher with the goal. Garner dinked it over the top of the Wolves defence and Gallagher was not offside. The Wolves defence nowhere to be seen and Gallagher dinked it over the top of Carl Akimi into the net. 17 minutes gone. Wolves 0, Preston 1.
And it gives us a moment to drop in at Molyneux where Wolves are still trailing against Preston, Steve Herman.
29 minutes gone, one good chance for Wolves, 26 minutes it was. Nathan Byrne who's come on for the injured James Henry. Free kick 25 yards from goal, beat Lindegaard, but it didn't beat the post and it went out for a goal kick. It's 1-0 to Preston.
Let's get the story at Molyneux, the half-time whistle's gone there. Wolves, Preston North End, Steve Herman.
Half-time Wolves 0, Preston North End 1. Wolves booed off at the half-time break after an uninspiring first half performance. Preston North End coming with the tactics of 5 men at the back and it's frustrated Wolves who haven't really had an answer to it with their 4-3-3. Preston it was who took the lead through Paul Gallagher on 17 minutes, 3 minutes after he'd had a shot just over. This time he played the 1-2 with Garner who looped the ball over the top of the Wolves defence. Gallagher beat the offside trap, was all alone and dinked it over the top of Carl Akimi into the back of the net. Wolves' only response has been a free kick from Nathan Byrne who's on for the injured James Henry on 26 minutes. He looped a free kick from 25 yards out over the wall and it hit the post. Rajiv Van La Parra has also had a couple of long range efforts, one that went just over the top of Anders Lindegaard's bar, but Wolves need to change things in the second half to try and get back in this game. It's been frustrating and at half time it's Wolves 0, Preston 1. To the byline, gets a cross into the near post, it's fluffed by Akimi and back in, and it's into the bottom left hand corner from Adam Reach. The man who was linked with a move to Wolves earlier on this season has made Akimi pay. He's fluffed his lines, slapped it into the path of Reach and he made no mistake. 53 minutes gone, it's Wolves 0, Preston 2. Cody with the ball forward looking to go in behind the defence. Here's Mason who's onside, gets it around the goalkeeper and scores! Mason with his second goal in a Wolves shirt. Lovely ball from Cody. Preston stood still like statues, but Mason was quickest to react. Took it past the onrushing goalkeeper and into the net. 66 minutes gone. Wolves 1. Preston 2. Is the fight back on?
Kenny, a frustrating afternoon for you.
It was. I felt that Preston started the better. We gave a poor goal away trying to play on the edge and throwing the ball out just on the edge of our own box. We've got caught, particularly then when we've got one player down and we're down to 10 men. Having said that, we still should have been able to maybe play the ball out or get reorganised while we were assessing James's hamstring. But then after that, a lot of effort by the players and a lot of huff and puff. Very good goal, I felt, from Mason, who showed today, I felt, an ability to get in behind in the second period, which was good, for a new player. He took his goal very well and so far and certainly in other spells of his career, he's come deep and tried to link the play and I accept that. But I felt today in the second period, he showed a lot of promise being able to get in behind, a difficult defence as well and got his goal. For that particular goal, I was really hoping that it would kick us on. After that, we huffed and puffed a lot without really being able to find the clear-cut chances. A lot of balls across the box, perhaps didn't quite clear the first man. And even then, when we did get out left and Doherty, we couldn't quite get that cut inside and then that shot that we needed from that particular angle.
What was your opinion on the crowd reaction to the team performance and to your bosses?
Yeah, there's some frustration here. Obviously, there's some frustration with the performances. There's frustration with the results at home, and I understand that when we're poor and when we're losing, crowds are critical, and we have to take that and we have to accept it.